Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Chaf Hei. Yuma Chaf Hei, and we are on Chaf Hei, and we're on the Ozvader, we're on Chaf Beis Mabeis. We're discussing the Kiyor. We spoke about the Kiyor, how it was, at least according to the day of the Gemara, that the Kiyor is the same status as a mikveh, can't have she'uvin. So how do you work that out? So we said the Kiyor had holes in the bottom of one of its legs, in order to connect it to the in Itim to the Mayan underground, so therefore it would not be Nifsal Belina. We said the same thing with the Yam Shlomo, right? The Marshal Sefer is named Yam Shel Shlomo, but the Kohanim used that as a mikveh, as the Pesukim described, also in the holes of the oxen that function as the legs of the Yam, so that also had holes in it, so therefore it could be connected and wouldn't be a problem of mikvos. Just one ha'ara, the language of the Gemara is that the hole connected to the mikvah was like the size of a pomegranate, the rimon, right, which is the shear given, if you look at the Mishnayos and Kalim, the shear to make a kli, not a kli. Like, how do I know that it's a broken kli, that there's a hole in the bottom of the kli and you can't use it for a kli? So that's like the size of a rimon, that's a sizable hole. Really, if you look at the Mishnayos and mikvos, in the sixth perek, to connect the mikvah to what we do, what's called hashaka, to connect the mikvah to she'uvin, to good water, all you need is a tiny little hole. Kishvoferes hanod, to stick a little tube in there. But the Mishnah here uses karimon, but really it's not really needed. Really you would need only a much smaller hole in order to connect for mikvah purposes. Okay, we continue. Once we're on the topic of certain kalim, so we speak about other kalim. Ksiv, ve'elam is param. Our agaltele zahav shloshim. What are those? Or Shmuel bar Nachman Amar? Are these darshaning psukim from Divrei Hayamim? What exactly is the are these kalim that are described? This one happens to be in Ezra that they brought back the psukim. So Amar Makam she'ogrin bo demo shel tle. It's the our from the lashon of agur to gather in, where they gathered in a bowl where they gathered in the blood of the sheep. Agar tele kesef elef. Rishimin lakashomer, makam shogim odama shopar. A bigger bowl where they gather the blood of the cow. Machalafim tisha ve'esrim. There were 29 machalafim. Amr of Simon, elu asakinim. These are the knives like we had besachalifos. Kita tenina tamon, like we had hionikra besachalifos. Sheshama you go into the sakinim, where they kept their knives. Okay, finishing that, Caleb. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hilni imo, one of the good things that we say, that we recognize them l'shvach, is that Hilni made his gorgeous golden nivreshes. What's a nivreshes? 2 days in the Gemara. Treina moron chadomer minarta. One said it's like a lamp, a candelabra. V'charana amar kunvisa, a lantern. It's similar, but different types of giving off lights, kalim. Tergame akilis. And we want to prove the second day. Achilles was matargim lakavel nivrasha, and lakavel nivrasha, that phrase in Daniel is translated as lakabel amifras, which is in front of the lantern. So you see, nivrasha means lantern there. There's a discussion. Achilles, who's Achilles? So the Karban Eda says it means Unculus. Achilles is Unculus. Same person. Others aren't so sure, but Achilles comes up every so often in Chazal, and we would say that it is Unculus according to this day. We skip the next line because the next line will be put in a few lines from now. What was the purpose of the Nivreshes, this light fixture? Shebishah, Shehaisa, Chama, Zarachas, Haisa Nitzotzos, Menatzin, Miminah. Right when the sun started shining and it was Nates, so then the shining, the like sparks shining off the, this kli that was made. V'haya Yodin, Shazarachas, Chama, and everyone knew that it was Ezricha Sachama, and it was time to daven. It was time to get to the Vasikin. Get to Vasikin, see the Karban Eda. V'giyazman kriyashma kivasikin. Shekorin im hanet sachama. This is part of a larger discussion, but it's interesting. When we do hanet sachama, so at sunrise, we, at that second, it's very exciting, it's all quiet, and we get ready, and Baruch Hashem, Gal Yisrael, boom, and at the second that the day starts, the best time to daven is Vasikin, we start Hashem's Fasai Tiftach exactly at that moment. Interesting, why do we do Amida right at that moment? You might have thought that, if you don't think about it too deeply, right, that should be the moment that we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Like we should build up, Habokhavar Yisrael Biyava, Shema Yisrael, right at the end of the moment of Asikin. But we don't. It's as if the Kriya Shema is all a preparatory to get to that moment of the Amida where that's Vasikin. That's Vasikin. So again, we had a shiur about this a number of years ago, where if you look at the content, the Amida is really talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that's the conversation, and that's what we start our day with. Kriya Shema is talking to us. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, all of Kriya Shema is talking to Am Yisrael. V'yatas Hashem Elokecha, it's not all the same thing. Right? V'yidram Eilev, V'yatam Levanecha, V'yatam Lozei Edecha, it's all talking to us. So in order to get ready to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate, that's the Gilu Shechina, that's the, we connect, that's the Vasikin. So we prepare by declaring Kriya Shema, all of the Yesodos that come out in Kriya Shema, and then we are ready then for the conversation. But the Nates, what we call on Nates, the sunrise, is what we say is the Hashem Svasi Titzach as we start the Amida. Okay, so now we bring back the line that we skipped two lines ago, and that is, what else did Hilni make? Afhi astam tavla shel zav, sheparsha sota ksuva b'so aleha. She also produced a golden piece that the Parsha of Sota was written on, so any of the Kohanim that had to write the Parsha of the Sota could copy it from that golden piece. Says the Gemara, Maha Yikasav Aleha, what exactly was written on this golden piece? What's the Gemara's question? Gemara's question implicitly is the question that the Gemara asks in the Bavli in Gittin Daf Samach, and that is, you're not allowed to write part of the Torah. You have to write the whole Torah. You can't write a section of the Torah. That's the sugya of Megillah Nitna. If you say the Torah cannot be written scroll by scroll, then how did they write this section of the Parsha of Sota to be on the piece that the Kohen copied? So Rav Shimon Lakish B'Shem Rav Yanai, Aleph Beis HaYakasav Aleha. Aleph Beis was written. What does that mean? According to Rashi, and the Karban Eidah here quotes Rashi, Aleph Beis, that means they only write Rashi Tevis. The whole Parsha of Sota, they only wrote the first letter of each word. And the Kohen was reminded and knew it basically by heart, but you have to be reminded. So that was good enough for him to he'll know exactly the rest of it. If you look at the Marsha there in Gittin Adav Samach, it might be even in the Rishonim early, the Marsha says, no, it just means, Aleph Beis doesn't mean that you only wrote the Rashi Tevis. It means you wrote the letters, but very far from each other, as if they were just letters. Like an Aleph and a Beis. So again, you didn't have the status of Ksiva, but it was good enough for the Kohen to be reminded. Says the Gemara, but one second. And again, the same Shakamatara comes up there in Gittin. V'hatani b'chsav shebekan, kain ksav shebekan. Doesn't it say in the Brisa, the same exact way that the letters were written on this practice, source, so too, that's the way it was written on the real, Sota, cloth of Sota, lo me'uba, v'lo meidach, was written in thick letters or thin letters, alabenoni, perfect average letters. So Gemara says, yeah, that doesn't mean exactly it was written word for word. Ka padala, ka'alav shakan, ka'alav shakan. It just means the font was the same. It just means the size of the letters was the same. It doesn't mean they wrote the exact same thing. This could be Rashi Tevis and this could be actual psukim. Right? It just means the font was the same. Ke'beis shakan, kein beis shakan. Right? So it's a parallel in that way. Tani Rav Oshia, there's a machlokes, whether Rav Oshia is arguing on the previous or continuing. Kol Parsha Sota Yikasav Aleha. Sounds like he's arguing. The whole Parsha of Sota can be written on it. Shmimena Yekore Umitar Deim Kol Dukdukei Parsha. Right? They used to write they wrote the whole Parsha of Sota on it. So the Parsha Pshat is that he's arguing. I had to get rid of the, out of the problem of only writing Miksas. So some achronim say, this is the Chiddush Torah. The same Torah that tells you can't write part says, here you do write part. Right, that's pashtus of the shita. The Torah says you need to have a parsha of Sota, and you need the coin to be able to write the parsha of Sota. So, it's you write it in a way that here there's a reason. It's like hutra, the same who asar who pesha asar pesha hiter. Right, the same Hakadosh Baruch Hu that said it's asar would say that it is mutter in this case. Remember that sugya in Gittin, we could spend a while on, we're not going to, but that's the sugya of how the Torah was written down after Maimon HaSinai. Did Moshe Rabbeinu not write any of the Torah after Maimon HaSinai all the way until the end of the 40 years? Right, Chasuma Nitna, it was given closed, sealed as a package, right? Or it was, no, Megillah Nitna, it was written scroll by scroll, and whenever Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, recites from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wrote it in that way. Again, all of these, all of the Kate times in Shas that we have sections of the Torah written, that's brought up there. You know, how was that written, including the parsha of, including the parsha of Sota. And we have what Achremos written on Yom Kippur. There's other examples given that the Gemara there describes, trying to fit into each of the shitos. Okay, last person in our Mishnah, that was Lishvach, Nikanar, Nasu Nisan Ladal Sosov, Umaskir Nasol Lishvach, Nikanar, the miracles that happened with his doors, and we remember him Lishvach. What happened? Again, much of today's daf is going to be familiar. We had a lot of it in Maseches Shkalim. You'll see a lot of the stories here, but including Nikanar. Tzni, Maisa Shayabon Besvina, V'amad Aleim Sar Gadol, Bayam, they were coming. Nikanar had made doors in Alexandria, and they had him on a boat to bring to the base of Migdash, and all of a sudden this huge storm came. And the people on the boat realized it was too much weight, so they took one of the boats, one of the doors, and they threw it overboard. One of the doors were thrown overboard. They wanted to throw the second one overboard. Va'amad the gifafo. And Nikanar got up and grabbed the door and said, "You're not throwing it." Grabbed it, hugged it. Amarlan, he said to them, "Imatilan atem oso liyam. If you throw this door into the sea, hatiluni imo, I'm going with it." So that's your choice. And they realized that he wasn't giving up, so they didn't. And all of a sudden, the yam got calm, and the storm stopped. Vayaboche u'misabel uban. He was crying. Why was he crying? Why was Nikanar crying? Pashup shot, because he lost one of his doors, right? The other shot of why he was crying was that the Karban Eda says he saw that if he would have been Moser Nefesh for his first door, the storm would have stopped earlier also. So he was upset that he wasn't Moser Nefesh for the first. Maybe he didn't get a chance to. Maybe it was too quick. But that's for the Karban Eda. Bochel misabel al harishona. She'ilu masar gam aleha nafsho. Lohaisa nevedes bimenu. He wouldn't have lost the first door. That's a deeper idea about this crying. Ad shehigia lilameina shel Yafo. Until they got to the port of Yafo. Karban Eda lenamal shel ir sheshma Yafo. Kivin shehigia lilameina shel Yafo. Once they came to Yafo, hischil mevaveya mitachasvina. They saw that the door was floating and poking out of the water next to the boat. And it will show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with Nikanar. Ki de tanin taman, like we learned. Kol asharam shayusham. Nishtana liyo shal zav. The Mishnah in Tamid, I think, says that all the doors over Midos. All the gates throughout Bayi Sheni, once they came and they got more affluent, they changed to gold. Nishtana liyo shal zav. Chutz bishari Nikanar. Nikanar doors, they didn't change. Why? Because it was the nace that occurred. They wanted to keep them as the copper doors. And others say, no, because the copper of those doors was so shiny that I wanted to let it. Tani, b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, nechushtan haya matziv, v'yotzer yavam ishalzav. Maybe it was even more shiny than the gold. I guess not the other copper, because the other copper, they did change into gold. If you look in the Ritva, and the Tosfos Yeshanim here on the Mishnah in the Bavli, where's the story? Lamed Ches Lach was all wet, right? The story of Nikanor, right? Nasu Nes. So the Ritva there comments, Afal Gav Dichsiv. You might have thought that this storm was a punishment for Nikanor. What's he doing living in Egypt? What's he doing being in Alexandria? These doors from Alexandria. Afa gav dechsev lo sosif en lo shu baderech hazeod. Kfar pirshu bisifri. Lo gursham iatachozer. Avalatachozer l'schor avalich boshas haaretz. Number one, who says he lived there? He went to make the doors. He knew that the best artisans for the doors were there. So therefore, that's why he went to Mitzrayim, possibly just for business purposes. So that is Nikanor. But then the Ritva asks, Umiyu Tamiya Milsa, Alma Samchuha Olam Lagur Bizman Azeb in Mitzrayim. How do Jews live in Egypt? Right? Jews are allowed to live anywhere in the world, except for Har HaBayis and Mitzrayim. Right? The only place you can't live. Right? So how could Jews live there? Kugon HaRambam. The Kama Golam Achayim. Says the Ritva, how does the Rambam, 100 years before me, 150 years before me, how do he live in Egypt? So, he knew the Rambam. Right, he knew the Rambam. The Rambam himself discusses this. Before we get back to the Ritva, this is the Ritva again, Yuma Lamaches. But the Rambam himself talks about this. The Rambam says in Perek Hey of Hilchas Malachim, he quotes this halacha: Umutel Shkom b'chal ha'olam chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. Minayam Gadol Hamaravi Arba Meos Parsa Arba Meos Parsa Keneged Eretz Kush Ukeneged Midbar Hakol Aser Lizyashiba Bishloshim Mekomas Azira Torah. Three times the Torah warns Shlo Loshav LeMitzrayim. Lotosiv LeShuba Derech HaZeod Lotosiv LeRosa Lotosiv LeRosa Madalam Alexandria Bichlal HaIsur. Then the Rambam says Muter Lachzor Eretz Mitzrayim L'Schoro L'Pragmatia. You let it go for business. V'lichbosh artzos achiros, or if you're in the middle of some other battle, vein iser ela lehishtakeya sham. The iser is just to be mushka there. Vein logan alav zeh, there's no iser on this law, because maybe when you went there, you were planning to just do business, so that maisa was not aser. And then when you decide to stay there, so then there's no maisa. So there's no malchus on that. V'miach shalach shalushakeya, ain't bo maisa. V'yira li, says the Rambam, Shem Kavash Melech Yisrael as Eretz Mitzrayim Alpi Bezdin. What if Eretz Yisrael commanded and conquered and made Mitzrayim part of Eretz Yisrael? Then it would be Mutter, because then that's not called Mitzrayim. Shimuteres. V'lo yisir Torah lo shuv lo yechidim o lishkon bavi biad goyim ebrei shenu asem mekukolim yosim yikol arasos shenem arkamase Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the Rambam. Doesn't give say anything. So the Radvaz, right there on the Rambam, says, yeah, look who's talking. Right? What, so how does the Rambam? So they quote that there were some letters that the Rambam, wrote that he signed, you know, the Rambam here living in Fastat, living in, violating three Averis every single day, right, relating to this statement, but he didn't live there. So the, Radvaz wonders, maybe he has a couple of adeus. He says, maybe it's only like the Rambam says. Maybe the Rambam didn't go to Hishtakeya. The Rambam went to be a doctor for the Sultan for a little bit, but he ended up staying there. Maybe it was Pikoach Nefesh. He couldn't leave. Maybe this is a day of the Araim, I think he quotes. Maybe the Isser is only following the exact same path that Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, going back on that path. And that's maybe one of the reasons why it's listed in all the 42 Masos. Why do we have to know exactly they went from here to here to here to there? Many different answers. The Rambam, the Ramban. Maybe it's to tell us this Isser. And that would be an interesting understanding, because then it would be like undermining Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? We came this way, don't go back that way. So one of the three psukim says that. Lo shov laderech hazeh od. The other two psukim don't say that. The other two psukim say just don't live there. But that's another suggestion the Radvaz gives. And then he doesn't like any of these for the Rambam himself. Im tomer tikshi the rabbeinu sharein neshakeh b'mitzrayim v'yesh lomar da'onas v'yapi amalchus sharyarofi l'melech v'hasarim. And then the Radvaz says, "V'gamani nisyashavti sham zman meruba l'ilmot Torah ulalamda v'kavati sham yeshiva." I was there learning and teaching. V'chihay gavna mutter v'shuv basi b'Yerushalayim. And then I came to Yerushalayim, says the Radvaz. Anyway, back to the Ritva. So the Ritva says, "How? What's with? I understand Nikanor, because we were just doing business. What about the Rambam?" So he says, "V'yesh omrim sha'osan ayaros kfar nizbalbalu." Maybe we don't exactly know where Mitzrayim was. Who says this Mitzrayim was that Mitzrayim? A little tricky. Mitzrayim is a huge area. Some of it is going to be included in the Isser. But who knows? Maybe just like Nisbabalu Ha'umos, Nisbabalu Ha'lands. And then he quotes the Iran that I quoted, Buzmi Metz. And then he quotes another day that the Radvaz doesn't have. Vahanachon Yoser, says the Ritva. She'eino iser hahu ela bizman sheYisrael shruim alan masam. Aval bizman hazeh shenigzer aleinu lios nidachim b'chol kitzvei haaretz. Kol chutz laaretz echad hu. Ve'ein iser ela shelo lotzeis midas min haaretz l'chutz laaretz. Says the Ritva, maybe the iser only applies when Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael and we're sitting where our shvatim are supposed to sit and we're supposed to be. But otherwise not. So one might say we're supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael today as well. Obviously there's a mitzvah of Yish of Eretz Yisrael, but the Ritva knows that too. But he's talking about Bizman Sheyisrael Shiruyim Alan Masam. That doesn't just mean the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. I think that means Shiruyim Alan Masam. That means with all the Shvatim in the proper place. Maybe that's a big limit. There'll be a big limit on the Isser. There'll be understanding the Isser is when Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael and we're not in Galus. That's when you can't live in Mitzrayim. It's mashma from there that you can live other places when we're shruim alad masam. Only in Mitzrayim there's an isser. You can live in the rest of the world, that's also a little tzarachian. When we're shruim alad masam, wouldn't we all have to be shruim alad masam, no matter what shevet we are? Okay? But we know, there were Jews in Chutz Laaretz, even Bizman HaMikdash. Right? They talk about nitzivin and whether you're chayiv in Ali L'Regel. Okay. We continue. Okay, there's a ton to do, big daf, but a lot of this is from Shkolim, so we won't make too many comments. Says the Mishnah, Eila Lignai. So these, the following, are those that are remembered negatively, Lignai. Right, the earlier ones were Lashvach. Beis Garmu lo ratzel lamed al maisel lechem apanim. Beis Garmu knew the secrets of the making lechem apanim, that it wouldn't collapse when you take it out, and they wouldn't teach it. Beis Aftinas lo ratzel lamed al maisel ktoris. They knew exactly how to mix the ktoris properly, and they also knew with the secret mala ashan ingredient that made the smoke go straight up. Hugdas ben Levi hayodeh perak bashir. They knew how to sing in an amazing way, putting their thumb in their mouth and making sounds. V'lo ratzel lamed. None of these people wanted to share, the family members wanted to share their secrets. Ben Kamsar lo raza lamed al maisak zav. And Ben Kamsar didn't want to teach a fancy way of writing. He was able to take four pens between his fingers and write four letters at the same time. That was his skill that he had. And he knew how to do it, and he wouldn't share. The Karban Eda and others here quote, maybe because, so you have to have special kavana when you write Shem Hashem. And so it's hard to have kavana for so long. But if you can write four letters at the same time, then it's really quick. So if you have kavana by Yudke Vavke and you write it in a second, so that's really quick. The Achronim wonder, are you allowed to do that? Let's say tefillin has to be written kisidron, right, in order. So does that mean the words have to be written in order? What about the letters? Here, could you write Shem Hashem all at once? Does that have ksa, does that have kedushas Hashem? It sounds like for me that it did have. Ala Rishonim Omer, on the first group, we say Zechar Tzadik Levracha, Ala Elu Nemar, on the second group is Shem Rishayim Yirkav. Shem Rishayim Yirkav. The Chafetz Chaim has a whole footnote in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Isn't this Lashon Hara? How could the Mishnah say such a thing? Right? Shem Rishayim Yirkav, forevermore, we think badly about these people. So he says that, he goes through why there are two Isurim, why the Isur of Lashon Hara, that even if many people know about. Number one, you could say if they don't know the Chomer HaIsur, so then maybe we're not allowed to say it because maybe they're not doing it Lahachis. And number two, maybe they're Yitzro Gavar Aleihem, but if they do it for generations, says the Chavetz Chaim, and it's being a Mechil Hashem, then we have to announce so that people aren't influenced. And he goes through why this is not Isur of Lashon Hara. That's in Hilchas Lashon Hara, Klal Dalad. Klal Dalad. Base garmo. What base garmo do? They were bekiyan in the lechem apanim with diyaso v'lo ratzalamid and taking it out. They're making it and taking it out without it collapsing. V'lo ratzalamid. They didn't want to share it. Shalchov aviyu umanim Alexandria. So what happened? Chazal said, okay, we'll find somebody else. So they got experts from Alexandria. They knew how to bake it well, but they couldn't take it out properly. Base garmo haymasikim yivfinim v'zorodim yibachutz. Beis Garmer were able to take it out of their molds only once it cooled off. That was the secret. Everybody else tried to take it out from the mold inside, and it used to collapse. Once the Chachamim realized that it wasn't working with these substitutes, they said, we got to go back to the original. Everything has to be beautiful. They wanted to get him back. They didn't want to come. Until they doubled their wages. To 24. They doubled their wages. What's your issue? Why don't you want to share? So what they said was, they said what they would be like tzaddikim. We have a misara. We know there's going to be a churban. So we don't want other people to know this amazing way of baking bread, and they'll use it in their base avodah zarah. So that's why they said it. So again, it's unclear. Was that a fake? Was that just for show, or was that true? There was one thing that was good that they did. They never gave their kids fancy flour for their sandwiches to bring to school. Why? So nobody would think that they took some of the flour from the lechem apanim to make for themselves. So that was the story, if you remember, of Beis Garmu. And again, the Rishonim say, wasn't it a nace anyway, right, that it was fresh? Maybe it was a nace that was fresh, but it doesn't say that it didn't collapse. but also we have to do a shtablis. Maybe it's by a shrishon, by a sheni. All different answers given, how you work that out with the nes. Number two, similar. So based off tinas, I became my sakhtores, my lashem, loras, and lamed. Based off tinas, didn't want to share the magic of the ktores. Shalchov of you, umni, milazandra, I became my sakhtores. Umma lashem, loy became. They knew how to make the ktores, but they didn't know Mala Ashan. They didn't know how to make the smoke go straight up. Shal Beis Avtinus, I submit to Meres Ba'ola, Upos of Yoredes. Beis Avtinus was able to go straight up, and then it dissipated on the way down. Vishal Elu, I suppose, to Miyad. Others, it dissipated right away. It couldn't go straight up. Kivach Yad HaMadavar, once the rabbi saw that the substitutes weren't good. Amru, Kamash HaKadosh Baruch 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 HaKadosh. So again, they sent back. They demanded double schar. They doubled their schar. What's your issue? Why don't you want to share the secrets? It's going to be destroyed. We don't want anybody doing this special ktoris avoda in front of avodah zarah. And again, they also have one redeeming quality, none of their women ever wore perfume. People shouldn't think that they use ktoris for their perfume. Not only that, even if another woman married in, that's what she had to accept. She had to accept not to wear the perfume. Nobody from this family wore the perfume, so nobody had any chshashos. The Mefarshim in the back talk about what the velo od is. What's that adding? Rabbi Yossi matzas, says, I found a child. Where are you from? Which family? Amarli mishpachas ploni. I am from Beis Avtinus. Amarti lo b'ni avosech, l'fishin eskavlo l'rabbos kvodem. L'mai kvod shamayim, l'fichah nesmai kvodem, kvod shamayim nesrabe. I'm sorry for your family, but they were interested in self-covid, and that's why there's no more Beis HaMikdash, and they don't have any more covid. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sachli Shimon ben Lagas, Malakid Ayisi Asavim, Ani, Vitino Kecha Shal Beis Avtinus. I and a child of Beis Avtinus, we were once gathering some grass. For Ayisi Oso Shabacha, for Ayisi Oso Shasachach. I saw he was crying and laughing. Amar Dilo Bini Lama Bechisa, why are you crying? Amar Li Akvod Beis Abash and Ismait. I'm crying because I realized my forefathers, we had such covenant in the Mikdash, and now there's a Chorban. Valama Sachakta, why are you laughing? Amarli alakavit hamitzukan letzadikim lasalavo. I know when Mashiach comes, we're going back. Interesting. And we're going to be there again. The tzadikim. We're going to be doing the avoda again. Hari malashon lenegdi. And then hari malashon lenegdi. And, he says, look, there's what reminded me was, oh, there's a malashon growing here. Numesi lobni hareoli. Where? Show me. Amarli misaras bidei mi avosai. I have a misarash lalaroso libirya. Sorry, I can't show it to anybody. So that's that story of Rabbi Akiva. Again, right after the Chorban. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Paga bizoganechan mishal Beis Avtinus. I met an old man from Beis Avtinus. Amrali Rabbi Lishaavar, how you Beis Amatznuin? Vayimisurin, Mosurin some Megillah Zos, Elu Leelu. It used to be that, this old man says, we used to not, share it with anybody because we had a whole family of Tznuin. Yachshav Sheinan Emanem Heilachat some Megillah Vizarba. You know what? Now you take it. Right? You're the Gadol Adar, so you take it now. And when I told Rabbi Akiva this story, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you see how Sanua and how they weren't Sadiqim, Zolgu Dmaos Dmav, he started crying. Why? These are crying the Karban Eda, either because he remembers the Chorban, or that we were Choshed, and maybe he thought that this is classic Rabbi Akiva, right? Positive, optimistic. What were we doing? Maybe we were wrong with how we were thinking about them. Zolgu Dmav Amar Me'ata Einon Etzrichan Laskiun Lagnai. We no longer have to remember them Lagnai. It's in the Mishnah Lagnai. We didn't change it. So it's the Mefarshim wonder how you put this line together with the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva was much later. But did Rabbi Akiva change that he never learned that Mishnah anymore? The Kulin Matsu Mitva Ledevrayim. All of these families gave some type of excuse why they acted how they acted. Chutzmi Ben Kamsar. Successor Ben Kamsar with the writing. Right? Everybody else could say, oh, Avodah Zarah, I don't want it to fall into their hands by the Ktores. And by the others. But the writing, what purpose is writing with four fingers, you know, for the Avodah Zarah? So that was Ben Kamsar for sure is Lignai. And the Gemara says, remember what we did in Shkalim. In Shkalim, if you remember, we had a Perek, Kaidzanin Taman, Eloheim HaMamunim Shei B'Mikdash. We had a list of 15 people in the Mikdash. And some of them were all the ones that were listed here. Beis Avtinus and Beis Garmu, they were all on that list. And we had a machlokas there. Who were those 15? Reb Chizki Amar Rabbi Simon Verabanan. Chad Amar Kesheri Kol Tarvadar Balim Nos. One opinion was the top people in every all generations was listed there. So basically all the people there were tzaddikim. The Charana Amar Mishaya Bosu Ador Manam Asher Vedoro. The other opinion was no. The author of the Mishnah listed who was in charge of those activities generation. So the Gemara says, Man da Amar Kesheri Kol Tarvadar Balim Nos. If you say that the list in Shkalim are the top ones of those positions throughout history, then if there's overlap between the names here, the names there, they all have to be tzaddikim. Al kulam omer, so it must be all the people in the Mishnah in Yuma are really zecher tzaddik levracha, except for the last one, except for Ben Kabsar. All the other ones must be really lishvach. When our Mishnah says, on these, you say shvach, right, zecher tzaddik levracha, it's on all of them. Except for the last one. But Manda Amar, but if you say the Mishnah Shkalim is not listing off the top ones of every dar. Manda Ramishaya Boso Adar Mana Masha Bedoro is just, that's a list of the people who are in that generation of the author of the Mishnah. So then you could say that even people listed there aren't the greatest tzaddikim. And therefore, the ones that are listed here, Beis Garmo, Beis Aftinis, they're also included in the Shem Rishayim. Akula Moamer, Shem Risham Yirkav, on everybody on that second list. Amin Amr Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Aben Kadav Chaverov, and only the first few will give the Zecher Tzadik Levracha, right, the Hilni and the Ben Katin who made the Kiyar, the Chul. Period. V'al Kulan. So now we're back to the story said that we had to double their schar, some of them. So V'al Kulan Ben Hayy Ben Zom Omer, right, how do you know, they try to get out of their schar and it ended up they had to pay their schar. So you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge of money. Mishalcha yitnulach, right? You think you're getting parnasa? It's from your own package that you're getting from. Ubishimcha koron otcha. And in your name, you're going to get the position that you are supposed to get. In your name, they'll call you. Ubi, our gear says bishivtacha. Others say ubishivchacha. In your praise, moshivin otcha, they'll praise you. Vein shichcha lefnei amakom, vein adam nogia b'muchan lach. Right? There's no shichcha in front of Hashem, and nobody touches anybody else's destiny. And these Beis Aftinis people, whatever, they were meant to give it, so even though they acted in a certain way, but ultimately they got the job that they were supposed to get. Hadra laperek arma mamuna. I guess we'll stop here, B'Hashem, and we will continue next time with the fourth parak of Maseches Yuma.